started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength that is working in us, that is upholding us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in our lives for every good work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for more of our prayers that you're still going to answer. Thank you, Father. We thank you for reversing those works the enemy did against us. Thank you for destroying their works. Thank you, Father. We thank you for destroying all the wicked plans the enemy had against us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for breaking into pieces the chains of slavery, the chains of bondage the enemy placed on our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blocking all the doors that is giving the enemy access to enter into our lives and operate. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises concerning us, even your prophecies concerning us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing us with good health and with divine healing. Thank you for protecting our going out and coming in. Thank you for keeping us secured. Thank you for rebooking on timely date in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is guiding us, leading us, and revealing your will and your plans to us. Thank you, Father, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this morning, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray and to worship you. O Lord, visit us as we have gathered together in Jesus' name. Touch every area of our lives that needs your help and intervention in Jesus' name. Solve our problems and give us transformation and elevation and success and prosperity in Jesus' name. Hear us as we pray tonight, and let us never leave ye empty-handed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to worship God with songs right now. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you honor. We are here again. We are here again, Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. God is a miracle worker. Our God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God will make a way. Creator seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
He will make a way.
He will make a way.
God will make a way.
God will make a way.
where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a road when in the wilderness, You lead me.
Rivers in the desert.
Rivers in the desert, will I see. Heaven and earth will fail, but His word will still prevail, and He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
God will make a way.
He will make a way. You are here, changing every life. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You. You are here, setting captives free. We worship You, Savior, we worship You. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who You are.
Your waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who You are.
You are here.
You are here, healing every sick. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You.
You are here.
You are here, making ways for us. We worship You. We worship You. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who You are.
You are way maker. Way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Savior, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. In all the earth, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name, Jesus. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, O Lord. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place.
The weight of your power.
Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God.
The weight of your strength.
Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God.
The weight of your glory.
Let your power flow. Let your praises flow, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
For everything you have done in our lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We are grateful, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything You have done. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father.
We have a Father.
We have a Father.
Almighty Father.
Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Hallelujah. We have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Holy Spirit, you alone I will serve. Take my life once again and again. You are the Most High One, and there is nothing to keep from you. Take my life again. Come, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You alone I will serve.
Take my life.
Take my life once again and again. You are the Most High One. There is nothing to keep from you.
Take my life, Holy Spirit.
Take my life again.
Let the power of the Lord fall right now. Oh, let the power of the Lord fall down as we pray. Let the power of the Lord
from heaven,
come down. Let the power of the Lord come down.
Let the fire of the Lord,
of the Lord come down right here. Oh, let the fire of the Lord come down as we worship. Let the fire of the Lord
from heaven.
From heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down.
Let the glory of the Lord.
Let the glory of the Lord come down.
The weight of his glory.
Oh, let the glory of the Lord come down. In this place, let the glory of the Lord
from heaven,
from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel,
we want to see you.
We want to see you.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, bright and morning star, Emmanuel.
I want to see you.
I want to see you. I want to hear from you.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Begin to praise him. Begin to adore him. Praise the King of Kings, the King of Glory, the King of Israel, the King of the Universe, the King of all the earth. Praise him. Is the Prince of Princes. He is the Prince of Peace. And he is the Lord of Lords. He is the God of Gods. He is the Most High God. He is the Almighty God. The All-Sufficient God. The self-sufficient God. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Worship him. He is before all things, and he's the one holding all things together. He created all things. Praise him. He does great and mighty works. He does terrible things in righteousness. Glorify him. For there is nothing impossible with him. He alone is the Lord. He alone is the Almighty God. He alone has all the power in his hand. He is a strong God. He is strong and mighty. And he is mighty in battles, worshipping is too strong to be broken, too strong to be defeated, is too powerful to be conquered. Praise Him. Praise Him. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the God of mighty angels. Worship Him. He cannot fail. He cannot change. Glorify Him. He is before all things and is the one holding all things together. Praise Him. He makes ways where there are no ways. He changes every situation. He enforces His will to prevail in the earth. Worship Him. We thank You, Lord, for who You are. We bless Your name, everlasting Father. For You are the one that opens doors no man can shut. And You are the one that shut doors no one can open. We praise You, Father. We bless You, Lord. We adore You, Father. For only You can solve all problems. Only You can cure all diseases. Only You can change any situation. Only You can speak and Your words will come to pass. We praise You, Father. You give life to the dead. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. You give help to the helpless. You give wisdom to the poor. You give revival to the dying. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We adore You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for Your helps. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for Your helps in my life and situations. Thank You for Your helps in my life and in my situations. Thank You for the helps You sent to me that time. Continue to thank Him. Continue to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father, for Your helps in my life. Thank You for all the helps that You sent to me part time. Thank You for all the helps that You sent into my life. Every time I need help. Thank You, Father. Thank you for always helping me. Every time I need your help. Thank you for always coming to rescue me. Every time I need your help. Thank you for always coming to save me, to heal me, to deliver me, and to restore me. Every time I need your help. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for goodness and mercies that you have placed in each day of my life. Thank you for goodness and mercies you have placed in each day of my life for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for goodness and mercies you have placed in each day of my life for me. Thank you for goodness and mercies you have placed in each hour of my life for me, in each week of my life, in each month of my life, in each year of my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that are waiting for me in every day I spend on earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is fighting my battles. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your powerful hand that is fighting my battles, that is making ways for me. Thank you for your mighty hand that is solving my problems. Thank you for your mighty hand that is defending me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me in safety. Say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me in perfect safety. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for keeping me in perfect security. In perfect safety. Thank you for securing my life from deadly attacks of my enemies. Thank you for securing my life from being touched by the deadly attacks of my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping me secured. Thank you for keeping me in safety. Thank you for protecting me from deadly diseases, deadly sicknesses. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your strength that have replaced my weaknesses. Thank you for your strength that is working in me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your strength that have replaced my weaknesses. Thank you for your strength that is working in me. Thank you for your strength that is making me to overcome temptations. Thank you for your strength that is making me to overcome sin. Thank you for your strength that is making me to overcome sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for your strength that is making me to overcome witchcraft attacks, witchcraft oppression. Thank you for your strength that is making me to overcome all the forces of darkness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, you're still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the powers of darkness that have conquered many lives to conquer my whole life. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the forces of darkness that have conquered many lives to conquer my whole life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the forces of hell, the powers of darkness that have conquered many lives, the forces of hell that have killed many people. Thank you for not allowing them to prevail over my whole life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have packaged for me. And that will be released into my life very shortly. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have packaged for me and will be released into my life very shortly. Thank you, Father, for those blessings. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the blessings you have packaged for me, both physical and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for shielding me in my dreams when the enemy came to attack me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for defending me in my dreams when the enemy came to attack me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for shielding me in my dreams. Thank you for defending me in my dreams when the enemy came to hurt me. Thank you for standing for me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for blessing me with wisdom so that I can succeed and prosper in life through the wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with wisdom so that I can succeed and prosper in life through the wisdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me wiser than principalities. Thank you for making me wiser than the forces of darkness. Thank you for making me wiser than my age. Thank you for making me wiser so that I can succeed and prosper in this earth. Thank you for giving me wisdom so that I can fulfill my destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your strength bring to pass your promises for my life with speed. Or you can say, Father, let your strength perform your promises for my life with speed right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your strength perform your promises for my life. Let your strength perform your prophecies for my life with great speed right now in the name of Jesus. Let your strength perform your promises for my life. Let your strength perform your prophecies for my life with great speed right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Let your strength perform your promises for my life. Let your strength, O Lord, perform your prophecies for my life with speed. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Let your strength destroy every stronghold of delay that is prolonging the fulfillment of your promises in my life. Say, Father, let your strength destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let your strength destroy strongholds of delays that are prolonging the manifestation of your promises for my life. Father, destroy those strongholds right now with your strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, pour out your anointing upon me that will open my eyes to see deep things in your realms. Say, Father, pour upon me your anointing that will open my eyes to see deep things in your realms. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, pour out your anointing upon me that will open my eyes to see deep revelations in your realms, deep revelations in heavenly realms. Pour out your anointing upon me right now in the name of Jesus. Your anointing that will activate my spiritual senses to see deep into your realms. Father, pour out the anointing upon me now. Let the anointing enter into my spirit. Let the anointing enter into my soul. Let the anointing enter into my body. And let all my spiritual senses be activated to begin to see deep into your heavenly realms right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, connect me with your power that is able to raise me above all limitations. You're going to say, Father, connect me with your power that is able to raise me above all limitations. Or you can say, release your power into my life that is able to raise me above all limitations, all obstacles, all barriers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me with your power. Raise up your right hand to pray this prayer. Say, Father, connect me with your power that will lift me above all limitations and all obstacles and all barriers that the enemy has set against me. Say, Father, release your power into my life and let that power lift me above all limitations, above all barriers, above all hindrances, above all obstacles the enemy has set against me right now in the name of Jesus. Let your power enter into me and raise me up. Let your power enter into me and lift me up right now in the name of Jesus. Let your power enter into me and raise me up. Let your power enter into me and raise me up. Let it raise me up above all my enemies. Let it raise me up above all the powers of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your power lift me up above principalities and powers of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release into my life anointing that solves every problem that I'm faced with, or every problem that is confronting me right now, and even problems that will still confront me. Say, Father, release upon me anointing that solves all problems. Anointing that will solve problems that are present in my life at the moment, and problems that I will still encounter. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Say, Father, release into my life anointing that solves all problems. Release that anointing into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Release the anointing now into my life. Anointing that solves every problem. Anointing that solves even future problems that will still confront me. Oh Lord, release the anointing into my life. Anointing that will solve the present problems in my life and future problems that I will face. Oh Lord, release that anointing upon me right now. In the name of Jesus, release the anointing upon me right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, send great confusion into the midst of my enemies, into the gathering of my enemies, and let them begin to fight themselves and destroy themselves. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, send great confusion into the midst of my enemies, into the gathering of my enemies, such that they begin to fight one another until they destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus, but I send that confusion right now. Send the confusion right now, as you did in the days of Jehoshaphat, when you made all his enemies fight themselves and destroy themselves. Father, do the same thing in my life right now. Send great confusion upon the battles of darkness fighting my life, and let them turn against one another and destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus, send your confusion upon them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, multiply pains and afflictions upon every enemy that doesn't want me to be at peace. Every enemy that is against my peace, that is fighting my peace, fighting my happiness, fighting my joy. Father, multiply pains and afflictions upon them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every enemy that is attacking my peace, attacking my comfort, attacking my joy, attacking my happiness, oh Lord, send afflictions to them. Multiply great afflictions upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Multiply great pains upon them until they leave my life alone. Multiply great afflictions upon them. Multiply great pains upon them until they leave my life alone. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, appear in the midst of my wilderness and make way for me. You can say, Father, appear now in the midst of my wilderness and make way for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Appear in my wilderness, in the fullness of your power. Appear in my wilderness, in the fullness of your strength. Oh Lord, appear in my wilderness and make way for me. In the name of Jesus, make ways for me to succeed. Make ways for me to excel. Make ways for me to prosper. Make ways for me to possess my possessions. Make ways for me to rise into the higher ground you have prepared for me. Make ways for me to enter into my promised land. Father, appear in my wilderness and make ways for me. Make ways for me now. Make ways for me now. In the name of Jesus. Make ways for me to get financial breakthroughs. Make ways for me to get riches and wealth. Make ways for me to get promotion. Make ways for me to enter into high places, to sit in high places. Oh Lord, make ways for me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to know that the gods of this world are closing every way against Christians, every way that could make Christians to succeed and prosper. The princes of this world, they will close them. Yeah, because they want Christians to either serve Satan, yeah, or suffer poverty. Yeah, if you are going to serve the devil, serve Satan, they will not stop you. They will allow you to succeed. Yeah, but because you will not serve Satan, so they will fight your prosperity. They will keep closing doors against your breakthroughs. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, release your destruction upon the gods of this world, upon the princes of this world, that keeps blocking my way to prosperity, that keeps blocking my way to greatness. So Father, release destruction upon them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, release your destruction upon them. Release your anger and consume them. Release your wrath upon them and destroy them. Every prince of darkness that is blocking my way to progress, blocking my way to prosperity, blocking my way to success, to excellence, to greatness, to promotion, to elevation. O Lord of hosts, consume them now in your anger. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. Consume them now. Consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Consume them. All the agents of Satan, princes of darkness, all the spirits of darkness, all the devils that are blocking my way to success, blocking my way to progress, blocking my way to greatness, blocking my way to my prosperity, blocking my way to possessing my riches and wealth. Oh Lord of hosts, release your anger and consume them. Release your destruction upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, step into my present situations and do a miracle that will change everything about my life. Say, Father, step into my present situations and do a miracle that will change everything about my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, step into my present situations and do a miracle that will change everything. A miracle that will change the story of my life into a greatness story. A miracle that will change the appearance of my life into glorious appearance, into beautiful appearance. Oh Lord, step into the present situations of my life and do a wonder that will turn everything around in my life for my good. A miracle that will change everything about my life and put me in celebration and give me great testimony to share. Oh Lord, do that miracle right now. Do that miracle right now. In the name of Jesus. Do the miracle right now. Step into my present situations and do a shocking miracle. Do a surprising miracle that will change everything in my life and cause me to celebrate and cause me to share a great testimony. In the name of Jesus, a miracle that will turn my life around and put me in great celebration and great honor and great rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, establish in my hands a skill that will become a great source of riches and wealth in my life. So Father, establish in my hands a skill or a career that will become a great source of riches and wealth in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And sometimes when God wants to bless you with great riches, He will give you a skill, and He will, through that skill, bring those blessings. He will give you a career or teach you a business, or He will teach you a talent or give you a skill. Begin to say, Lord, establish in my hands a skill that will become a source of great riches and wealth in my life. A skill that will bring into my life great riches and wealth. Father, give me that skill. Show me that skill. Establish such skill in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Establish such skill in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my hands right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me in the spirit of wisdom that will make me solve problems in the earth no one has ever been able to solve. So Holy Spirit, baptize me with the spirit of wisdom that will make me solve problems on earth no one has ever been able to solve. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Yuzata Bashandegeneshtenia. Nijishteke to Jata Bahashana. Baptize me now with the spirit of wisdom. Holy Spirit, fill me with the spirit of wisdom that will enable me to solve problems no one has been able to solve in my generation. Problems no one has been able to solve in the end. Holy Spirit, give me the spirit of wisdom that will make me solve them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We saw in the scriptures where it says, God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. If God is going to use you to solve problems in the earth, you must be humble. You must be humble. Yeah, you must be meek and humble. You must be someone that will give all glory to God. You must not be someone that is boastful. Yeah, maybe God used you to solve a problem and then you start making noise everywhere and telling people, oh, you can see I solved that problem. You can see I can do that. I can do this. God will not use that kind of a man. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with humility. Fill me with the spirit of meekness and humility. So that God can use me to solve problems in my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, fill me with the spirit of humility. Fill me with the spirit of humility. So that God can use me to solve problems in my generation. So Holy Spirit, create in me an humble heart. Create in me a meek heart. So that God can use me to solve problems in the lives of people. So that God can use me to solve problems in the earth. To solve problems in the nations of the earth. Holy Spirit, give me the spirit of humility. Fill me with the spirit of meekness and humility. So that in everything I will give glory to God. So that in everything I will glorify God and not myself. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release into my life spiritual weapons that will give me victories that I haven't experienced in my life. Say, Father, release into my hands spiritual weapons that will give me victories I haven't experienced in my life, victories I haven't been able to get up to this moment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are different kinds of weapons for spiritual warfare and for getting victories. Begin to say, Father, release into my hands spiritual weapons that will get me victories that I need at this time. Spiritual weapons that will give me victories that I have been looking for. That will give me the victories I have been looking for. Father, release the weapons into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus, release spiritual weapons into my hands. Spiritual weapons that will get me great victories. In the name of spiritual weapons that can consume a lot of darkness within a second. Spiritual weapons that will make me to overcome a lot of enemies within the shortest time. Father, release such weapons into my hands right now. Spiritual weapons of mass destruction. Spiritual weapons of mass destruction of darkness and devils and their works. Oh Lord, release such weapons into my hands right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Just like we have nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs, atomic bombs that can bomb a whole nation. The same way we have weapons in the spirit realm that can destroy a lot of kingdoms within seconds or within a second. So begin to say, Father, release into my hands spiritual weapons that will fetch me great victories over my enemies, that will give me great victories over principalities, great victories over witchcraft, over witches and wizards, great victories over all devils and all kingdoms of darkness. Father, release such weapons into my hands right now in the name of Jesus. Release such weapons into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to know that the things you are doing now can determine how your future will be. Yeah. So to enter into a great future, you must check what you are doing now with your life. It is the present that will determine how the future will be. Yeah. So if what you are doing now is not in agreement with the plans of God for your life, with the will of God for your life, if the way you are living your life is not in agreement with the will of God for your life, you might not find yourself in the future that God has planned for you. So what is happening in the present time will determine how your future is going to be. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, correct me in whatever wrong thing I am doing now that will not allow me enter into the future that God has prepared for me. So Holy Spirit, correct me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, correct me in whatever thing I am doing wrong at the moment. Whatever thing I'm doing wrong in my way of life, in my lifestyle, in my character, in my attitude, whatever I am doing wrong that will not allow me to enter into the future that God has prepared for me. Holy Spirit, correct me now. Stop me from doing those things. Whatever I'm doing with my time, whatever I am doing with my mouth, with my tongue, whatever I'm doing with my mind, whatever I am doing with my body, that is not going to let me enter into the future that God has destined for me. Holy Spirit, stop me from doing them now. In the name of Jesus. And then you will also pray as, Holy Spirit, make me to start doing the things that will connect me with the future that God has for me. Make me to start doing the things that will connect me, that will take me into the future that God has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, renew my passion and zeal concerning serving God, concerning doing God's work, concerning doing God's will. So Holy Spirit, renew my passion, renew my zeal, give me fresh zeal, fresh fire, fresh passion that will drive me to serve God, to do service for God, and to work for God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, renew my passion concerning serving God, concerning working for God, concerning doing soul winning exercises, concerning preaching the gospel. So Holy Spirit, renew my zeal now. Give me fresh zeal. Give me fresh fire. Give me fresh passion for the work of God. In the name of Jesus. Give me fresh zeal, fresh passion that will drive me to serve God with my body, with my time. Fresh fire that will drive me to do God's work. Fresh passion that will drive me to do God's business. Holy Spirit, start that fire in me right now. in the name of Jesus. Fresh fire that will drive me to go out and preach the gospel. Fresh fire that will drive me to engage with soul winning exercises. Holy Spirit, give me the fresh fire. Give me the passion. Give me the zeal right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. There are some abilities that is going to suddenly arise from within you when you start to become more spiritual. Or let me say, the more spiritual you become, the more the same abilities in God begin to rise from inside of you. Yeah, there are some abilities that you should have as a Christian. For instance, you should have the ability to hear from God. The ability to hear God's voice. You should have the ability to enter into the realms of God. You should have the abilities to see into the spiritual world. Yeah, a lot of abilities. You should have the abilities to communicate with angels. You should have the abilities to hear conversations that are going on in the spiritual realms. So all these things, they are natural abilities every Christian should have. These are different from spiritual gifts. Yeah, you know, spiritual gifts is about God using you to bless others. But spiritual abilities and spiritual senses, they are for your own benefit, for your own personal benefit. Yeah, so you should be able to hear from God about your life. You should be able to hear what God is saying about your life, about your future, about your destiny, about your calling. Yeah, so it's not everything about you that men of God we have to prophesy. You can hear from God as a child of God. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your revival fire into my spirit that will wake up my spiritual abilities. So Lord Jesus, release your revival fire into my spirit, soul and body that will wake up my spiritual abilities that are dead. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, there are abilities that can make you to fly. Yeah, your spirit will just be ascending. Hop into the kingdom, into the realms of God's kingdom. So there are a lot of abilities that you should have as a Christian. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, release fire of revival into my spirit, into my soul, into my body, that will wake up all the spiritual abilities, the supernatural abilities that are dead in me. Release the fire of revival right now. Release the fire of revival. into my spirit now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, set my spirit on fire and let those abilities begin to come alive right now in the name of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, set my spirit on fire and let your spirit, the abilities of God in me begin to wake up. Let the abilities of God in me begin to rise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just as I said, the more spiritual you are, the more of God's abilities that will function in your life. You know, the Bible says we are sons of God. So which means that the abilities that are inside of God, we should also have the same abilities. Yeah, that's what it means to be sons of God. It means, for instance, if an horse give birth, you know, horses, they are known for speed, for running. So if an horse give birth, you know, that the young horse will also be able to run. Yeah. So this has nothing to do with whether you are a pastor or you have a calling. This has to do with the fact that you are a son of God or a child of God. For instance, fishes, when they give birth, the young fishes will be able to swim because fishes, they swim. Birds, when they give birth, the young birds, they fly because birds fly. Yeah, so if God gives birth to us, so it means the natural abilities in God should also be in us. Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether we have an office. So you don't have to be a prophet, and you don't have to be an apostle. Yeah, the fact that you are a son of God means the abilities that are inside God should function in you. Yeah. So if God, you know, can run, then you should run. If God can fly, you should fly. If God can see, you know, everything that is going on in any realm, you should be able to do the same. Yeah. So you're still going to pray that prayer once again. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness and spiritual death in me that is blocking the abilities of God from manifesting in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness and spiritual death in me that is blocking the abilities of God from functioning in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual death in my spirit, in my soul and body, that is not allowing the abilities of God to manifest in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every captivity of darkness in my life, every bondage of darkness in my life that is not allowing the abilities of God to come alive in me and manifest. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Every barrier that Satan has set against the manifestation of the abilities of God in me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to break them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every limitation of witchcraft that is blocking the manifestation of God's abilities in me, fire of the Holy Ghost, to break them now into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. As a child of God, as a son of God, you should have the ability to understand the mind of God concerning your situations. A child of God should be able to understand what God is thinking about your situation. So you can just sit down and then the understanding will just come upon you, or the understanding will just rise in your mind, and you will just understand what God is thinking about your situation. That is, you will understand everything about your present situation. You will understand what you should do and what you should not do. Yeah. So that ability belongs to sons of God. Why? Because we are all inside of God. Yeah. So when you look at things that are going on in your life, you can just know that there is this knowing that will just arise in your heart, in your mind. You will just know everything that God knows concerning what you are going through. So it's more like God will share his knowledge with you, and you just know. You might not hear any voice, you just know what God knows about what you are going through. And you just understand what God is thinking about your situations. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take my spirit into that place in you where I'm able to understand things the same way you understand them. We are able to know things exactly as you know them. So Lord, take my spirit to that place in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, take my spirit to that place in you where I will be able to understand things the same way you understand them. Exactly as you understand them. That place where I'm able to understand every situation in my life, every situation around me, exactly as you understand them. That place in you where I'll be able to know things exactly as you know them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, take me to that place in you. In the name of Jesus. Father, take me to that place in you where I'll be able to have a sense of your knowledge and of your understanding about everything going on in this world, about everything in every situation. Take me to that place in you where I'll be able to understand the same thing you understand about everything and every situation. Oh Lord, lift me up to that place in you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? Do you know that your brain can do much work than you have been told it can do? Do you know that there are different places in our brain that is dead? And most times they remain dead till, we get old and we leave this earth. Why? Because only God can wake those places in our brain. There are parts of your brain that died when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. And when Adam and Eve ate the fruits, God told them not to eat. There are parts of our bodies that died. Especially the brain. There are parts in the brain that died. But Jesus can wake them up. As a child of God, you should be able to process a lot of thoughts at the same time. Just the way angels could process many thoughts at the same time. In fact, some angels can process up to 1 million thoughts at the same time. Different thoughts at the same time. So that is, they are thinking about different things. And those things are up to 1 million. Different issues, different ideas. So these are abilities that sons of God should have. So what I'm saying is that there are parts of our bodies that are not working again. But they will not tell you this in school. They will not tell you this in medical science or in earth sciences, because these are spiritual mysteries. So you're going to pray. And I know some of you might find it difficult to believe what I'm saying, but just pray. Even if you don't understand, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I wake up every part of my brain that have been dead. Every spiritual aspect of my brain that have been dead since I was born into the world. Say, Lord Jesus, wake them up right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every part of my brain and organs in my body that have been dead since I came into this world. Lord Jesus, wake them up right now. Every spiritual part of my body that has not been working since I was born into this earth. Lord Jesus, wake them up right now. In the name of Jesus, revive them. Wake them up right now. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual part of me, spiritual part of my body, spiritual part of my brain, every spiritual part of my spinal cord, every spiritual part of my organs that have been dead since I was born, Lord Jesus, wake them up right now. And let them start functioning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, you're just going to pray. And the Bible told us about Daniel. The Bible said that Daniel has this spiritual ability to understand mysteries. Yeah, the Bible calls it dark sentences. That Daniel was able to understand mysteries. There are many mysteries of God in this earth that are waiting for people to discover them. Even in the plants or all this grass or weed that we cut off, some of them hold mysteries in them. Yeah, there are mysteries of God in nature, in the hay, in the ground, in the rocks, in trees. There are different mysteries of God around you that that are waiting for people to discover them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Maybe God can God can open your eyes to discover some of these mysteries, and when you discover them, you can be able to solve certain problems in people's lives. Yeah, because this world is full of solutions. You know that people have not found the solutions. This world is full of a lot of solutions. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with the spirit of understanding that is able to make me understand mysteries. That is able to make me understand mysteries of God in this earth. Fill me with the spirit of understanding. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of understanding. That will make me understand mysteries that have been hidden for thousands of years. Mysteries that have been hidden in this earth for thousands of years. Holy Spirit, fill me with the spirit of understanding that will make me decode those mysteries. That will make me discover those mysteries. That will make me understand those mysteries. That will make me interpret those mysteries right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, baptize me with that spirit in the name of Jesus. The mysteries of God in the hay, the mysteries of God in the invisible realms, the mysteries of God in the waters, in the seas, in nature. Holy Spirit, make me see them and make me understand them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of laziness that is not allowing me to be diligent concerning my spiritual growth and development. So I cast out every spirit of laziness, every spirit of procrastination that is not allowing me to be diligent, to be hardworking concerning my spiritual growth and advancement. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people are diligent concerning making money, but they are not diligent concerning growing spiritually. I hope you're not like that. Continue to pray. Say, I cast out every spirit of laziness, every spirit of procrastination, every spirit of weariness that is not allowing me to be diligent concerning my spiritual growth. I push them out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of diligence. I receive the spirit of diligence and seriousness concerning spiritual growth, concerning knowing God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. The Bible told us that the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. That is, the Holy Spirit will show us future things. Yeah, so if I should ask you, how much of things to come have you seen? How much of things to come? Future things, even about your whole life, even about your destiny, even about your calling, how much of things to come have you seen? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes and make me see things to come. Make me see into the future. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes and make me see into the future. Make me see things to come. Make me see events that are coming. Both personal events and global events that are coming. Holy Spirit, make me see them in the name of Jesus. Future things about my life, future things about my calling, about my career, future things about God's plans for my life. Holy Spirit, make me see them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, make me see things to come. Open my eyes, Holy Spirit, and make me see things to come. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So that is dominion power. And every son of God should walk in that power. And the Bible says, he that is from above is above all. And we are from above. We are not from here. We are from above. We belong to above, to heaven. So which means we are meant to be above all. We are meant to rule over serpents and scorpions. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to walk in complete dominion over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Begin to say, I receive power to walk in complete dominion over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive power. I receive power. I receive power. I receive power to walk in complete dominion, to walk in absolute dominion over all the powers of the enemy, to walk in absolute dominion over all serpents and scorpions, over all sicknesses and diseases. Say, I receive power. Say, I receive power to walk in complete dominion over witches and wizards, complete dominion over agents of Satan, complete dominion over principalities and powers, complete dominion over rulers of darkness. Begin to say, I receive power to walk in complete dominion right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, that scripture says, he that is from above is above all. Yeah, you might be thinking, does that mean we fell from heaven? Yeah, if that is how you want to understand it, yes. Now, we are from above. Every one of us that is born again, we are from above. Why? Because that is where our life is. Our life is in Christ Jesus. Our life is not here on earth. Our life is in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is not here. Of course, he was here, but he has ascended into heaven. And of course, he's still here, but of course, not in human form anymore. Yeah. So my point is that where your life is, that is where you are from. And that is where your citizenship is. Yeah. So if our lives are in Christ, and Christ is up there at the right hand of God, far, far above principalities, then that means we are from above. Yeah, because that is where Christ is. That is where Jesus is, and our lives are in him. Yeah, and if we are from above, then we are above all. Yeah, we are above all. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I take my place of dominion that is in Christ Jesus, and I shall no longer be oppressed by any devil, by any darkness. begin to say, I take my place. I have stepped into my place of dominion in Christ Jesus. And from now henceforth, no devil shall be able to oppress me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. From now henceforth, no darkness shall be able to oppress me. No demon shall be able to oppress me. No sickness, no disease, no poverty shall be able to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I take my place of dominion in Christ Jesus. There is above all things, the place of dominion that is above all darkness and all the forces and systems of this world. I take that place right now in the name of Jesus. I take my place of dominion that is in Christ Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to decree. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that from now henceforth, everything I lay my hands upon shall prosper. You're going to say, I decree. Yeah, because in that place in Christ Jesus, we can give decrees, because that is a place of authority. And when you have authority, you decree, you command. So begin to say, I decree that from now henceforth, everything I lay my hands upon shall prosper. Everything I lay my hands upon shall succeed. Everything that has not worked successfully shall now start working successfully in my life. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Begin to decree. Begin to say, I decree that from now henceforth, I shall succeed. Even in the things where I have failed, I shall succeed in them. Even in the things where I have previously failed, I decree that I shall now succeed in those things. I decree that I shall enter into the greatness God has prepared for me. Begin to say, I decree that I shall possess my possessions, whether the devil likes it or not. I decree that my life shall become who God wants me to be, who God says I am. Begin to say, I decree that everything I lay my hands upon shall prosper, shall now continually prosper. I decree that I shall continue to experience, I shall continually experience breakthroughs and progress and promotion and elevation in the name of Jesus. I decree that all the power stopping my moving forward begin to bow before me right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that the things that have been difficult for me to achieve before shall now become too easy for me to achieve in the name of Jesus. I decree that the honor, the divine honor that are supposed to follow me shall now begin to follow me everywhere I go in the name of Jesus. I decree that poverty shall come to an end right now in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercies that abide toward us, that abounds toward us. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in our lives. Thank you for your helps that we always get from you every time we need the helps. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for breaking into pieces the prisons of darkness that was holding our lives captive. Thank you, Father. Thank you for destroying our chains of slavery. Thank you for releasing us to succeed and to become who you want us to be. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the problems you have solved in our lives and for the grace you have given to us to solve problems in people's lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you shine your light into every life here. And let the strength of your light destroy every establishment of darkness and every root of darkness in the lives of your people. Father, do this right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you release your power that is able to wake up every supernatural ability in your people that have been dead. Oh Lord, release your revival power and wake them up right now in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh Lord, that you give your people speed to move from where they are right now to where they ought to have reached by now. Father, give them speedy progress right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the strength of the Lord shall rise from inside of you and shall make you stronger than all your weaknesses and enemies, and the strength of the Lord shall make you crush all your enemies into pieces, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray that every form of sickness and disease that have been troubling your health, I pray that they disappear right now at the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your body shall be, as it is written, the temple of God. And no unclean thing and no darkness shall be able to stay in your body from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus. I pray that the prosperity that you're supposed to have, even at this time of your life, I decree that they are released now. In the name of Jesus, your financial prosperity is released. In the name of Jesus, your spiritual prosperity is also released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.